This is KUT. I'm David Brown of the Texas Standard.
A pawn shop, a shipping company, an antique store. They may not sound like the most likely of settings for hit TV shows, yet it's hard to argue with the success of Pawn Stars, Shipping Wars, American Pickers, and the like. Just a few examples of the genre, generally referred to as reality television. The latest is based at a classic car shop in Texas, but the hook is actually more global than anything else. Antonio Brunette and Yusuf Johnson are the proprietors of a vintage auto showroom called the Motorium, and they are now co-stars of the new Discovery Channel series Chrome Underground. You guys based right here in Austin, Texas, and I guess restoring classic cars, if you've seen the show, and I have, is sort of a secondary part of this, the premise for the show. How do you describe to others what you do? You search for cars, but not on Craigslist or eBay or something.
Well, I think in Motorium, we specialize in two very important things, the rarest and the finest. Mm. And what that means is that we have to go anywhere we can, meaning in the U.S. or outside our borders, to find the rarest and the finest. And the fact is that collector cars are getting, with time and time, harder to find. And, you know, it just came natural to us that we love to travel and we love to go for adventures, to go down in Latin America and try to find some incredible cars, which we've been doing for now 15 years.
Yusuf, give me a sense of what kind of cars we're talking about. How much money is involved in this business?
Yeah, there's a lot of money involved, actually. Really, the dollar value isn't what we're after. What we're after is the quality of the car. So again, like Antonio said, we're looking for the rarest and the finest.
Well, like what? It's not a Chevy Impala, maybe? Or
well, let's say a Porsche Speedster, for example. Porsche Speedster is actually something we found in Mexico, and these cars are really rare. Collectors love these cars, and they're legendary in the collector car world. Of course, they exist in the U.S. A lot of these cars do exist in the U.S., but the reality is that they're getting harder and harder to find. It's a basic supply and demand issue. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of demand now, and the supply is finite. So these cars are harder and harder to find. So what Antonio and I did is we figured, hey, we'll go outside the U.S. to find these cars in markets that other people aren't looking in.
When you say other people aren't looking, how big of an industry is this? I mean, I guess every city has something kind of like what you guys do, or no?
Not just every city, but every country. I mean, collector car market is really a global market because we're talking about vehicles that have been used in different places, Europe, South America, you know, Asia. I mean, there is all kinds of vehicles. Transportation is just part of our culture, part of our history. And just over time, the collector cars just become part of us.
Well, clearly, it's worth your while to go into some pretty dangerous areas. I mean, once again, in the pilot, you guys are going into some pretty rough parts of Mexico City, and the opening scene is just absolutely riveting. You're looking for a Bugatti, which is a terrific French classic car, and you get ripped off by the tune of $30,000.
Now, in our travels, we plan and we try to be as careful as we can. But Latin America, I think the best way to call it is very organic. There's absolutely no set of rules. Sometimes the rule of the law doesn't exist or is very far to reach it. And when you get into these situations and you just got to think on your toes and try to make the best decision right there in the moment. Mm. Now, finding these incredible cars, the thing about Latin America that most people may not be aware of is there are parts of it that is extremely wealthy. And you got these incredible collectors with these fantastic cars that people don't know about. And that's a purpose thing. They don't want them to know about the fact that they have a $300,000 Porsche or, you know, a $2 million Bugatti.
Assets, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So to be able to find those cars, Yusuf and I, you know, we have to immerse ourselves into the culture. We have to really travel there, talk to people, and at many times take incredible risks like that, like it happened in the very first episode.
Part of what makes this series really compelling, I think, is sort of the personalities and the characters that are involved. And there's this guy you come across who's tending bar down there in Mexico City, and you're tipped that this guy might be able to help you get the $30,000 back. This guy is right out of Central Casting. He has the tattoos. He's ex-military. He's been in war zones. He's a tough guy who also happens to speak Spanish and lives there in Mexico City, I guess. I said, it looks like he's out of Central Casting. Was he really there in Mexico City and you happen to find this guy, or was he kind of part of the conceit of making the show work in Mexico City?
The process of finding the cars is a really spontaneous process. And to really put yourself in that space of what happens when you lose money. When you make these shows, they're filming hundreds and hundreds of hours, and what you actually see on the show is a real compressed version of the weeks that we spend on these trips.
Sure.
And when that happened, Antonio and I are in a position where we have to make some serious decisions in a quick amount of time. And the rules that apply in the U.S., unfortunately, do not apply abroad. And I think that's what might be compelling for some people to watch Chrome Underground, is that it's a window into a world that a lot of Americans aren't privy to, just because by virtue of not traveling as much as maybe Europeans or something, we just haven't maybe been to Latin America as much. Right now in Mexico, the tourism industry is down over 80%. Why? Well, there's a reason. There's a lot going on there. So a lot going on there translates to, when something like that happens of that magnitude, normally in the U.S., we would just go to the authorities. 10 minutes later, the guy's caught, you get your money back, he's in jail.
Sure.
But in Mexico, it's a whole different set of rules. There's a whole different game that's being played there. In other words, you don't go to the authorities, for example. Step one. Here, that's our natural response. It's instinctual. It's ingrained in us. They're on your side. Well, in Mexico, that is absolutely not the case. It's erroneous information. Most of the time, a lot of the time, the authorities are part of the problem. They're part of they're the ones that enable the drug trade to happen. They're the ones that are enabling some of these robberies and whatnot that go on. So when that happened to Antonio and I, obviously we're in a very difficult situation. So what do? We reach out to the only people we know, which is our network that we've built up for many, many years. Reno, one of our contacts, then put us in touch with, like you said, the gentleman Andrew. Now he does, like you said, he's quite a character. He looks quite unique. He stands out.
He looks like a SWAT team kind of guy.
He does look like a SWAT team kind of guy.
And Antonio, the attitude and everything.
Oh yeah, he does. And tough guy. And Antonio and I, it's the antithesis of what Antonio and I are. What we do is we build a rapport. We're chameleons. And that's part of our competitive advantage in this business, is going abroad, just getting to the point where you can talk to someone who has these kind of cars.
Sure.
You have to build a tremendous amount of trust. And that means you're not going to stand out. That means you're not going to look like a guy from Central Casting. So that's where Antonio and I have built up this ability and this network to really get into the local community, get into the local collector car world.
Yeah, yeah. It's very dramatic. Who came up with the idea to do a reality TV show?
Yusuf and I have been doing this literally for 15 years. Yusuf and I met in college. We became really good friends. We're both entrepreneurs at heart. I have an absolute passion for cars. Mm-hmm. I literally got gasoline running through my veins. And collector cars is something that I actually used to pay for school. I went to school as an architect and literature, mm-hmm. and I sold cars. Once I graduated, I actually became a teacher. As I was a teacher, I kept on buying and selling cars as a hobby. Well, soon after, Yusuf and I decided to go in business full time and actually try to make a living out of it. And what's interesting about Yusuf and I is that we're unlike many other people in many jobs, if not all the jobs out there. We literally, you know, and that's one thing that we really saw in each other and why we're such friends, is we never fit in into a specific box or a specific job. So we kind of had to create our job based on our passion, based on our entrepreneurial background. And what we did is really mix our passion for cars with our passion for traveling and adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened, again, 15 years ago.
Wow.
And we've been doing these for the last 15 years. It was just lately that Discovery found our story, found what we did or what we do, and started filming us. But funny enough, you know, as we did these incredible adventures for the last decade or so, we've always joked around, because traveling in itself, it's you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But then you add money in classic cars that, as you know, with classic motorcycles, they can they have a mind of their own. They can break down and they can do whatever they want simply because of their age. And so you add all those components, and then you have really compelling stories and really incredible adventures that we've been experiencing for many, many years. And we always joke around, man, where are the cameras? We should be taped with some of this stuff. And funny enough, it happened. They approached us and they saw what we did, and we kind of agree on creating a reality show on it.
Yusuf Johnson and Antonio Brunette, Austin-based classic car dealers and proprietors of the Motorium. They're also the stars of a new reality series, Chrome Underground, premiering tonight at 9 p.m. Central on the Discovery Channel. For the Texas Standard, I'm David Brown, KUT News.